This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hour 3, G-Bag Nation, 105.3 The Fan. We're 15 minutes now from the C-Note. We will get you updated on everything happening with the Cowboys. As they had media availability today, Shoddy had some interesting quotes, and we have Micah updates and a lot more. That's coming up in about 15, 20 minutes. Here's Wolchuk with the Proper Round Tripper and more.
Shout out to Nasty Nate, Player of the Month for your Texas Rangers in May, 26 and two-third innings. His ERA, that'd be a 0.68. The whip, yeah, that's an 0.86, 27 Ks. Get well soon. We need you, Nate. You're an absolute star. Rangers also have the starting rotation that's the best in Major League Baseball, 2.8 ERA this season. They lead the American League in ERA in both March, April, and May. That's the first time in franchise history for the club. They've also logged consecutive months with a sub-3 ERA in the same season for the first time since the 1978. Rangers rotation. So let's keep this thing going.
It's crazy.
Hopefully that Cardinals series is the turning of the corner for the Bats.
We were talking about it yesterday, and I know they're just a couple of games under, but with all of the shutouts and the one-run games, it's crazy. They have a positive run differential still, Wolchuk, because of that staff.
That's wild. Yeah, the staff's been absolutely brilliant. It's like if they can just score 4 or 5 runs a game, this team's up there amongst the best in baseball.
Did you see the record Sandler posted when they score four
runs?
Yeah, 21-3,
three games. Yeah, that's unbelievable. Are you freaking kidding me?
This could be really special.
It could be
if what we saw over the weekend is happening.
It could be. Now Jeff Passan did have an early MLB trade deadline preview, and he did say that the asset the Rangers have that would be the best player potentially available is the right-hander who is starting tonight, and that's Tyler Malley. Teams would probably be coveting one Tyler Malley. We'll see. I know talking with CY, I was obviously side with what he said there. Like, I just have the nervous feeling of, okay, you subtract one pitcher, now you're going to go open up a can of worms, and you can never have enough good arms. I like where you're going with the John Gray deal because of the money and what that could free up. The problem is, I guess, yeah, the value. Like, what are you going to get for a John Gray? Is that going to ultimately like be a difference-making acquisition? But I think this is going to be interesting, and the Rangers now have about a month here to really kind of prove that it's time to go out and be buyers.
They are, and Friday I was advocating to move Gray and Malley now, but the Eovaldi stuff did take a little wind out of my sails, made me a little less crotch-first with that take. How about we hold until mid-July? You know, so at least you can get to, hey, we got 2 months left in the season. If we have a pitching shortage now, you chalk that up to bad luck.
Yeah.
But I think Malley represents an opportunity to give a desperate team an ace, and they will overpay to rent him from you.
Yes.
And you don't, I hate to say this, but you don't need that many good pitchers.
Well, you know, once you get into the postseason, we saw it. Two good starters. I mean, that's what the Rangers did. They rode Monty and Eovaldi to a World Series.
It was Monty and Eovaldi.
But to just get to that finish line, that's where it's like you do need the arms. But once you get into October, you got DeGrom and Eovaldi. We're playing with house money.
Plus, you got the future rookie of the year, Jack Leiter, Brian. I thought you believed in
Leiter's been pitching well. It's your guy, Dawson.
What are you doing over there?
What are you doing?
I'm trying to make the offense a lot better.
I know
you know, and that's Malley. You know, and that between those two guys, you get $24 million in space under the threshold.
No,
I love that idea.
No. The oh, we really don't need pitching bit. What was that
we
all
We don't
about?
Need that many good pitchers. You're in the still regular gold. Season. You're still gold with DeGrom and Eovaldi.
Now, where they do help, and you did see that in the postseason, is coming out of the pen. Like John Gray was brilliant for you coming out of the bullpen. I think the key in all this is Cody Bradford.
Yes,
if
sir.
If Cody can come back and Cody Bradford looks good, I really do feel much better about, hey, if you want to pair like a Malley and a Gray to a team that needs some
don't
pitching,
need pitchers.
Now I've got Cody Bradford that can slide in, and I love Cody. I think that dude's like a number three starter on a really good rotation. I'm cool with that. So hopefully he can come back and be absolutely dynamite like he was at the beginning of last season.
Maybe we end up pairing Adolis Garcia with Tyler Malley.
I'm asking that question right now.
That could end up being interesting.
You know, now you're freeing up $19 million or $20 million against the cap. So, I mean, there's a lot of different ways to look at it, but I just generally moving pitching for hitting, and we know Malley's not going to be back in 2026. If his season continues to go like this, he's going to get a lot of money.
He's going to get a fat mountain. He's only 30 years old, so, you know, certainly the arrow's pointing up there. We have, of course, ESPN is losing Major League Baseball.
Really?
Their partnership is coming to an end after this year. We will not have Sunday Night Baseball on ESPN.
Huh.
So now you've got other platforms that are looking to capitalize on, now they're trying to acquire the rights here for Major League Baseball. Apple TV is a leading candidate among streamers to land an expanded Major League Baseball rights package.
You think that's why they're practicing putting on games to see if they like it?
Yeah, they like to do Friday Night Baseball on Apple. And they're doing the silly Roku game. Baseball, you also have NBC remains a leading player among traditional television networks.
Bring back that.
How about NBC now? They're trying to get, you've got the NBA that's about to happen next year, and then maybe they're now one that ends up throwing some money to try and acquire Major League Baseball. NBC trying to get themselves big time back in the sports game.
They used to do that. They used to have like the game of the week on NBC, Tony Kubek and Joe Garagiola.
It'd be fun.
I'm done. You know, I'm not tracking it anymore. You know, I'll go home and hope I can find the game on my app.
And you sound like me now.
Yeah.
You sound like me with that whole, I can't
Where
find
are
the
games.
Game. Where are the games?
Where are the games?
Where are the games?
Well, we are having a problem. Like, the Sunday Roku game kind of comes out of nowhere. Like, if Mikey hadn't told us when Mike Bassett joined us on Friday.
That he's on Roku?
I'd have not known that
Chip
was a Roku
Carey?
Game.
Where's the game?
I would have had zero clue that happened. And then the Big 12, their baseball championships are headed to the Rangers spring training home in 2026. So in surprise, Arizona, yes, we'll have Big 12 championship baseball. And shout out to Texas Tech again, their lady softball team, making it to the Natty. All right, fellas, I've got two NFL bold predictions on June 3rd.
I'm excited, dude. Last year was the Commanders pop-up year. Nailed it.
Yeah, we'll see about these ones because these ones are really bold.
How bold?
Like pretty big.
Are these Woolchucks?
Yeah, these are me. These
I
are
like
me.
It.
So yesterday you guys broke down Frank Ragnow retiring.
Yeah, we did. At a high level, I feel like.
Yeah. We've seen just how difficult it is to break in two new coordinators. Of course, the Lions lose Aaron Glenn. They lose Ben Johnson.
I noticed you were in your Honolulu blue today.
This is for the Lion fans because I'm feeling for you guys today. We've also seen just losing what an all-pro center can do to an elite offensive line firsthand when Travis Frederick retired, and you still had Zach Martin, and you still had Tyron Smith, and you still felt like, okay, this offensive line's going to be pretty good, but it was never the same.
No.
Big time decline.
They lost Jonah Jackson, too.
Well, tell them, Gavin. They did. The Detroit Lions are going to miss the playoffs this year.
Come on.
Oh, man. What are we doing over there?
It's bold prediction number one.
They're going to be picking in the top 10?
I don't know how bad they're going to be. I still think they'll be a good football team. They still have a lot of good talent. And I do love Man Campbell. But I think you're going to have regression in a big way. And they play in a very, very good division.
Bigger regression, Philadelphia, Detroit.
Huh. Great point here, Brian.
Detroit, Lions of Detroit.
Let's go to Fox Sports 1. And here's Danny Parkins. And Danny, hey, he's had some things here lately that I haven't agreed with. But this was something I had never heard of. And, you know, curses are real sometimes. We know about the Madden curse. Guess who's going to be on the cover of Madden?
Saquon.
Yeah, that'd be the Barkley guy.
Hmm.
There's another curse, though, that Danny's done some research on. And here he is shedding some light on another possible bad omen for one Saquon Barkley.
Saquon Barkley doesn't just have the Madden curse to compete with. It's two curses coming here. Yeah, let's start with the Madden curse. Everyone knows. Running backs in particular on the Madden curse. Christian McCaffrey only plays four games the next year. Peyton Hillis only 1,200 yards the rest of his career. Sean Alexander had 27 touchdowns to make the Madden cover, only 11 touchdowns the rest of his career. Yes. Marshall Faulk, zero seasons of 1,000 yards after the Madden cover. Eddie George, 3.2 yards per carry. So we know the Madden cover curse is real for running backs. Are you familiar with the Offensive Player of the Year curse that's developing?
No, I remember that one.
Only 5 years in the making, but the last 5 years, Michael Thomas misses 9 games after being Offensive Player of the Year. Derrick Henry misses 9 games. Cooper Kupp misses 8 games the following year. Justin Jefferson, 7. And Christian McCaffrey, 13. The last 5 Offensive Player of the Years have had their year followed up with massive injury.
Oof.
What'd you say?
The Offensive Player of the Year curse. You've got the Madden curse. All of this Saquon Barkley is going to try and have to overcome here. And, I mean, he just had a ton of carries a year ago. He does have injury history, and he struggled to stay healthy. And the Eagles, to me, different team without Mr. Barkley. That's definitely one that helped them last year.
I mean, those big plays in the postseason just made them completely different games.
Yeah.
And once they're allowed to play with a lead, so... Yeah, you know, I think he really swung the power, and the injury likelihood is massive. I think we did the math yesterday. Did we hit 480 combined touches running and receiving in regular season and playoffs?
And I'm hopeful for Barkley. I hate the team he plays for, but he's incredible to watch, and he's great for the league. I hope he stays healthy. Yeah. But just judging by some of these trends, and the 214 says, hey, they're going to win week one. That's an Eagles fan. You're probably not going to have an issue there.
That's a stone-cold lead pipe lock for week one.
But June 3rd, bold prediction, fellas. Your top two seeds last year in the NFC, the Detroit Lions and the Philadelphia Eagles, they are both missing the playoffs this year.
Wow. Ooh! Look at him go.
Hey.
Football Yoda. This is Walchuk channeling his inner football Yoda.
Let's
here.
Get toxic on a Tuesday, baby.
And he's pretty much batting 1,000.
Is this Cowboys hopium in any way?
I don't know if the Cowboys are making it necessarily. But yeah, there's a little bit of that. Are you kidding me? There's a little bit of that.
So who's at the top of the NFC, O-wise? One, how good do the Cowboys have to be?
I am looking at the Rams as a team that I think is going to be really, really good.
He's going to throw the Commanders at you. Get ready.
Yeah, the Commanders probably going to be pretty damn good, Brian. I do believe in that quarterback. But I like the Rams. I don't think the 49ers are going to be necessarily as bad as people think that they're going to be. I still think that they've got enough, and I love what they did along that defensive line trying to retool that. But I do like the Packers.
Last year
I was high on Green Bay. Green Bay is a team. Now you add Matthew Golden. I think Green Bay is a team that absolutely is going to... And J.J. McCarthy, we've seen what Kevin O'Connell does with quarterbacks. And Minnesota's got a lot of talent, and they went ahead and fortified that offensive line, taking one of my pet cats, Donovan Jackson, out of Ohio State. I think Green Bay and Minnesota in the north are definitely going to be tough outs. I think the Rams in the west are going to be one of the best teams. And then I do think it's going to be Commanders and Cowboys going head-to-head for who wins the NFC East, and the Eagles take some regression.
Man, that would be amazing. That'd be the kind of year I'd love to cover, Brian.
Okay, here we go. I'm going to circle back on this trade we were talking about with Adolis, because I reached out to one of my baseball guys. I said, hey, does anyone want Garcia? He said, sure. Robert or Adolis?
He knows the roster.
Yeah. I said, Adolis. He goes, nobody will want him. Robert has a lot of value.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
So he's thinking the Rangers are sellers. Rangers aren't sellers.
Gosh, dang it.
Yeah. Pick up a newspaper. So, yes. I mean, the best thing that could happen with this baseball team right now is that Adolis comes back, but he's missed three games in a row, and tonight's going to make 4.
Yeah.
I think.
These are healthy scratches, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. It's just mental break.
We don't know of an injury for Adolis. Mm. They phrase it as a mental day off.
So we got a spot in the outfield. You know, Mally.
Hey, but Evan Carter's back.
If we can't move Adolis Garcia, that's fine. You can get plenty of upgrade for Tyler Mally and or John Gray, maybe throw in a couple of young prospects. And I think either a building team or a tanking team would definitely find value in what you got to offer right now. So cannot wait to see what CY decides to do. We're going to get to the C-Note coming up next and review the day's news in OTA land. That's coming up next year, G-Bag Nation, the fam.
This podcast is brought to you by Minced Tea Clinic. One
visit can change your life. Men's T Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Here we go. It's the G-Bag Nation here on The Fan, and it's time now for the C-Note, Cowboys news of the evening. Stephen Jones was talking, so was Shoddy. There's a number of takeaways here to discuss with you here on your home of the Cowboys. Should be a good summer. Looking forward to this. You know, good vibes in the air with a new coach who's going about it the way that he is. Makes it more fun anyway, at least until the bullets start flying. Segments brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today, carsforkids.org. It's brought to you by the Frankels. If you've been injured in a car truck wreck, call the Frankels first, 214 or 817-333-3333. There's never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. The Frankels, the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas. Stephen Jones was asked if there's any more moves to be made to improve the roster. Quote, we don't have anything that's on the front burner.
There you go.
So then they followed up anything with the Jalen Ramsey rumor. No, he plays for the Dolphins. So So nothing's cooking in the trades.
No, if they were going to do anything... And we've, again, talked about him, Love of the Star podcast. We do. Appreciate you listening if you give a chance. It was, if there were going to be something happen, it wasn't going to be trades. It was going to be June 1s. And I think Zach's on to something about maybe that June 1 is a little bit of an overrated thing now.
Now I think where you're waiting for midsummer free agency when those vets that are now, big and don't want to go to camp exactly. Are still available.
Gilmore, guys like that, you know, that... And they did that. What did they do? They brought some guys in early in camp, got a look at them, and then signed them maybe 10 days later.
What if Mozzie shows no progress? And I know he had a couple of good games last year, but for the season, he was still bad against the run. Mm-hmm. Justin Rogers, Jay Toya, what if none of those guys are giving you confidence? Do you bring back Linval Joseph and Stephon Gilmore, and that kind of finishes your look, you think? Is that the most likely? Or are you going elsewhere for defensive tackle because Joseph didn't do much for you last year? What do you say?
I'm probably looking somewhere else, but... Those guys don't grow on trees, as they like to say. Mm-hmm. I'm giving JT a chance as much as I can. Mozzie, boy, that would be really, really disappointed if he came back and wouldn't have gotten the pads and just, you know, wasn't good. That would be disappointing because he did show some progress last year in the division games.
Yeah.
But all of a sudden, that spot has seemed like it's held him hostage a little bit now.
Since Antoine Woods.
Yeah.
You've had two in the last 15 years. Jay Ratliff, Antoine Woods.
Human log.
Stephen Jones, when asked about the latest on Micah Parsons' contract, quote, no different than anything else. I'll let you know when it happens. Are you disappointed he's not at OTAs? No. That's part of the business. All teams go through it. So saying the right thing, Steve, on Micah, who was there today, by the way.
Yeah, we actually have a little clip. Apparently, things got a little bit testy.
A little testy,
okay,
Steven.
This.
They were pushing on him with with the Micah stuff. Here's the sound.
Where you guys are with Steve. Micah in that situation?
No different than anything else. I'll let you know when it happens.
Has there been any more conversation?
I'll let you know when it happens.
Disappointed at all that he's not here?
No. I mean, that's part of the business. I mean, all teams go through it. And that's part of the business.
Do you expect him to be here next week?
You'd have to ask Micah.
Thanks for being able to manage.
If we're going to talk about Micah, I'm headed in here. Y'all done? Yeah. Seriously, I don't need to talk about Micah. I said all I'm going to say about it. Are we clear? Okay.
Oh, no. Not having a good day. That's the way I interpret that. What's your read on it?
I wonder if they've even talked to the agent yet.
No, Jerry said last week, you know, Mike is going to have to come in and talk to me about this if we want to get something done. I think they're taking the approach of the only way we're signing is if it's super team friendly. If you don't want to do that, we're going to let the media talk about it for the next 12 months, about every other day, literally. ESPN, NFL Network, local, national, they're all talking about this. So we get all of the engagement we need for a couple of extra $1 million. If you don't want us to have that, you can do a team-friendly deal, and Micah's not going to do it. So Jerry and Steven are sitting back like, no, we're not going to do a deal. Why? Because Micah and Mulligetta won't agree to basically 20 or 25% less than market value. That's what got it done with Osa. That's what got it done with Tyron Smith 15 years ago or 12 years ago. That's just the way they do these contracts. But, yeah, I think Steven's just like, you know, maybe he's just had a bad day or got frustrated or something.
Nothing.
What's your
else
read,
to say,
Brian?
About it?
Man, this is tough because he probably feels like he doesn't, and I'm not capping for these guys, or I'm not shielding for them, whatever the word is.
Caping. I think it should be caping.
Caping, whatever you want to say. Capping.
I'm not, very similar spelling, though, to the
I'm
cap.
I'm not doing that. What I'm saying is they can't catch a break on these contracts getting staggered. You know what I'm saying? Like they are up against, it seems like every year they're having to deal with two or three contracts. They can't get these things to stagger. And that's some of their own doing, though.
Sure, you draft
Some of their own doing, you know. But, you know, maybe getting ahead of one, maybe not getting it. You know, they're just.
Sounds like cape to me.
That I'm just trying to figure out why he would be so frustrated. He knows what the number is. The guy at the Raiders, the guy at the Browns. He understands what the number is. I think there's a sense of like frustration, and maybe that Mulligan is trying to go maybe north of that number. That's just speculation right there. But his contracts every year, he's having to work on 2 to 3 big time contracts. It hadn't been just it's just this one we're going to work on today, or this one. I think there's a level of.
They're definitely a victim of their own success from all the good players they've drafted.
That's what I'm saying. But every player they have has become the highest paid player at that position.
Yeah.
Or one of them.
It's because they wait till the end.
Yeah. But that's, whether it's the wide
receiver, they don't want to roll up their sleeves. Yeah.
Yeah. There's a sense of frustration that agents now know how to play the game with them.
For
sure.
Don't
do anything.
Yeah.
Don't do anything.
They'll overpay you.
They'll overpay.
And it takes work and committing hours, and maybe nobody in the Jones family wants to have those hours, but that's why you pay people to do these negotiations for you, and then you give them autonomy to go do it, because you sign early, it's team-friendly, you sign late, it's player-friendly. There's a middle zone. You know, maybe you could have hammered it out for Dak at $56 million a year, but you didn't want to put that effort into it, so you just waited until they were like, give us 60 or we're leaving in free agency, and you were like, fine, 60, here you go. And 12 months later, the cap goes up and he's still the highest paid guy at the position. And I don't mind what the players make, that's fine. My point of contention is that it appears the Joneses give up a competitive edge here.
They know, well,
they're so inefficient.
Man, I can't say that. I was going to say something kind of rude and I shouldn't say, but I was thinking it. But
I'm proud of you.
I really
censored himself. Were you coming after me?
No. I was going to say, I'll say it to you at the break of what I was going to say, and it's probably wrong. But
I'll tweet it out after.
But I just feel like though that these agents now know. They just know.
The cavemen, which
is their own doing.
That they're going to, and you know, and here's our offer. Nah. Here's our offer. Nah. here's our offer. Nah. You know, and it you know, they're probably trying to make legitimate back and forth offers, and it's like, no, we're looking for $42 million a year here is what we're looking for. You know, we're not looking for 38 or 37. We're looking for 42. Because we know what the guy at the Raiders and we know what the guy at Cleveland are getting.
But that's the question. Are they going back and forth? Like, are they talking with his agent?
No,
they're not.
No. Exactly, right?
No, so they're but really that's not what I'm even saying. Doing that.
Because it's small potatoes to them. It's like playing dollar blackjack hands when you're a billionaire.
Man, I disagree with this. I think they are. I just don't think agents are taking them serious right now. I don't. I think that's why Steven's frustrated. And Steven, if you're listening, driving around, please call in.
I get being tell me frustrated I'm full if that's the case.
He, you know.
So you're saying they are trying to hammer out these deals, even though Jerry says I haven't talked to the guy in 6 weeks.
I think they are trying to hammer out deals. I think agents are playing the slow game with them.
Yeah, there's
Mulligan is not taking the calls. You know, and I'm not defending the Joneses. I'm just saying, though, if I'm an agent and I've got Micah Parsons, there is no reason for me to take a phone call from the Cowboys. Because their offer is going to be $37 million.
And even if you get hurt, they're still going to pay you.
Yeah.
Well, you didn't get hurt.
But they're going to 38. Okay, well, let's go to 38.
The reason to call is that I'm worried my client's going to get hurt. But you don't have to worry about that with the Cowboys.
Steven, I think, is to the point now where he is frustrated because the way their major deals have gone, it has ended poorly for them. They've got the players done, but he's probably pissed. He gave Dak $60 million, and that one's not going to get passed for a while.
No, and Diggs. They pay Diggs, and that's one that's looked poorly for them as well.
Here's why I can't believe that, Brian.
Okay.
As much as I want to. They're too good at negotiating. They've been in the NFL for 3-4 decades.
They're good at negotiating.
They would not accidentally get their ass whipped like this.
They're getting their ass whipped right now, though.
Have been for years now. Like, they're good at negotiating businesses. I don't think they're any more good at negotiating in the NFL.
I think they just don't care.
That could be. That very well could be.
I don't know. I sense Stephen Jones being very frustrated by the situation.
That sounded like frustration.
That sounded like
I want to get something done. I can't get it done.
That sounds like David Mulligetta is not willing to sit down with me right now and hammer this out. That's what that sounds like to me. Because there's no reason to. There's absolutely because Stephen and Ada Pacifica, and then we're going to offer. They're going to offer 37.5.
So in poker, we call this your table image, you know, and they're spotting you as the sucker. The only way out of it is to reverse your style of play, right? And then you can catch a couple of whoppers, and then they're like, oh, dude, just changed it up.
Look,
you can't get out of this if you're the Joneses unless you trade one of your stars or just let them walk.
Look what they did. Look what they did with Oso Digizua. It took a...
Well, you had a player and an agent that wanted to work with you.
Yeah. And Steven and Adam will work with you.
Yeah.
But
what were they offering? I mean, they're threatening to do the tag if you take anywhere close to market value. They're offering you squat on the dollar to do it now. But if you wait, then you get overpaid.
But that's what I'm saying. That's what... Steven is frustrated at likely that I've tried to give him 37. I've tried to give him 38.5. I've tried to give him 39. He does not want any of these. That's just my sense of listening to Stephen Jones. He don't want to talk about it anymore.
Well, doesn't Micah deserve to be the top paid player? So make him the top paid player today. Well,
who would you rather have, the Raider guy or the guy at Cleveland?
He's in the conversation for the best edge.
For 17 weeks and into the playoffs, who you could take it? Who you taking?
I'm probably taking Micah as the fourth guy. After Garrett and TJ and Raiders.
Okay, there you go.
Micah's my fourth pick.
Okay.
But he's comfortably inside the top five, the best edges in the game. We're not talking about paying the 20th best guy.
Didn't say that. Who would you take overall? Who's the guy you would pay $40 million to and take number one overall?
Miles Garrett.
Micah Parsons is one. Oh, out of all of them, Miles Garrett.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's not the top guy, but that's the economy of the NFL.
It doesn't have to be. The Cowboys made Dak Prescott a $60 million
quarterback. So instead, let's wait 2 years and give him 50? That's what they're going to do?
No, I'm just saying they're going to end up paying top dollar for this player, and every one of you in this room did not pick him as the number one guy.
That's true.
So do what they're doing.
And then we're going to MF him for why are they paying these guys? Why are they paying Dak 60?
You got to pay Micah. Well, I think the problem is when you pay Terrence Steele $20 million like he's one of the best tackles.
It'd be the one they did with Diggs, where he's not the highest paid corner.
You're
or
kicking
with
Diggs
Lamb,
in the ass right now because he doesn't play.
And you can't predict injury, which is the issue, right?
That's
so they could end up signing Micah Parsons. And we're all okay with that. He could end up getting hurt as well. You don't know. But they didn't make Diggs the highest paid corner in the league. They didn't make CeeDee Lamb the highest paid wide receiver in football.
And they got the deals done because they came underneath value because the players were willing to take slightly undervalue.
And if Mike is not willing to do that and they want to play hardball,
sound like it.
I'm not going to have an issue with that.
There's just no explanation for why they're not falling in the middle. You know, the middle would be from you rolling up your sleeves in times like this. But if you're distracted by real estate and oil deals and everything else, I just don't think you have the time for it or the interest. Or the only other theory that works is that they're using it to engage the news cycle so they can remain relevant as possible. And I think that's Jerry Jones' love language. We got to run. Sands is coming up next. The Rangers preview brought to you by Blue Nail Roofing here in the G-Bag Nation.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Welcome back. It's the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. It's time now for Jared Sandler's Rangers preview. It's brought to you by Blue Nail Roofing as they're in Tampa tonight. And Sandler, good afternoon. How the heck are you?
Guys, I'm great. I'm just dodging little thin raindrops, but nothing that seems to be getting in the way of anything.
Very nice. What's getting in the way of Adolis Garcia playing, and when do you expect him to be back?
Yeah, that's a good question. I think to some degree it's, you know, they clearly have a plan for him, and they are going to stick to it. And, you know, if they felt like this was going to be extended, then, you know, you could just put him on the IL. I mean, the way the guy plays, how hard he plays, I'm sure there is something that could justify that. But, you know, I maybe tomorrow, maybe the day after that. And so, thank you very much. Sorry, guys, I'm just navigating the ballpark. So I don't know if it has anything to do with the matchup. You know, Drew Rasmussen is a guy with a nasty cutter, but also can really pound fastballs. Yes, thank you so much. Pound fastballs, and that maybe hasn't been a strength, so maybe they don't feel like this is the guy worth, you know, getting him back in the lineup against. But I would imagine whether it's tomorrow or the next day, you're going to see him. But, they, you know, they're trying to get things going, and they don't want to rush him back. And so I guess we'll have to wait and see.
Where would you rank the staff friendliness of the?
Can I tell you, Broadus?
Yeah,
I'm so glad you asked.
The overall people you have to deal with on a daily basis, what's your staff friendliness?
Well, let me tell you, I think they obviously know that this is the first time for so many people, everyone here. You know how you go to like a ballpark or a venue, and like if you got to like get the right person, otherwise they're gonna be like, I don't know, like ask, you know, they're gonna pass the buck, and everyone here knows where everything is. Hey, do you mind? Can you help me get? Yes, sir. It's like right here, and you take 17 steps, and well, actually, you're short, so it might be 19 steps for you. Like, and then you're gonna be right there. Like, they're awesome here. I'm loving it. I think. Listen, I get why we don't want to do this for several years, and it's obviously a terrible situation. Hurricane Milton last October damaging the roof at the Trop, and that's why we're here. So not, you know, don't want to celebrate that and be insensitive to that, but like, this is our second minor league ballpark, right? With Sacramento being the first. And I mean, there's a level of charm here. And there's also an excitement that, you know, some folks have that, you know, they're getting to host Major League Baseball. And the only thing is, I don't know that baseball in Florida was meant to be played at the major league level without at least a retractable roof, but here we are and staring at gray clouds, and we're going to power through this thing.
Yeah, looking forward to it tonight. Jared Sandler here, your Rangers preview in the G-Bag Nation. Now, Marcus Semien's breakout, are there reasons to believe beyond that three games that he's seeing it and barreling them up?
Well, yeah, there are a few things, guys. I mean, I think we talked about it the other day. He is due for some sort of an uptick, just based on a lot of the peripheral numbers. And I get it. There are people, and I said this to you guys the other day, and I'll repeat it for the people who feel this way. They don't care about what the peripheral numbers say, because peripheral numbers don't score runs, right? Peripheral numbers don't hit home runs. They don't get hits. But what they do is, over the course of a larger sample size, give you an idea of whether or not a guy is maybe playing above his skis, or whether he's due for a turnaround. And the peripheral numbers for Marcus don't necessarily point to him being the best second baseman of the league. I don't want to overstate this, but they point towards Marcus having an uptick in production. And then there's the human side of it, right? Like, do you believe in the person? Do you believe in the work ethic? You know, you look at the body, you look at the strength and the physical condition, and you're like, yeah, like this is a guy that I would buy stock in, because he is going to relentlessly pursue whatever solution he needs. So I'm not going to tell you that he's going to return to 2023 form, but if you guys recall, in 2022, he was really bad through the end of May, essentially. May 28th was the hinge point for him, and then he was really good for the next 4 months. And are we going to get that, or are we just going to get a guy who's two steps better than what he has been? Even if it's the latter, you combine that with a great defense. All right, as long as you're not asking him to be, you know, a leadoff hitter or a middle-of-the-order bat, that's still a positive impact player. But I think the Rangers are hopeful that he's a little bit more than that, and he's still able to carry a little more of a load offensively. And we'll see if, you know, he's able to do that. But I do think that we are going to see a little bit of an uptick from Marcus. Now, I will say, guys, this is a very tough matchup for any hitter tonight. Drew Rasmussen has thrown 18 straight scoreless innings. His last three starts have all been six scoreless. He's a two times through the order guy, though. So if you can make him work a little bit and maybe take a walk or two and get him through the order two times quicker than, say, six innings, then you have a chance to maybe get to some lesser pitchers out of their bullpen.
Tyler Mahle's been awesome, Jared. And I was reading Jeff Passan's early trade deadline intel. He had Mahle as the most valuable piece that the Rangers would probably have at the deadline to move on from. Where are you at, Wang, trading a pitcher with how they've really carried this team? And I feel like as soon as you lose a guy and you think you have a surplus, maybe there ends up being a need for another arm, but yep, moving an arm to try and acquire and help this offense with a bat.
Yeah, so you're asking not, hey, we're not selling, we're trying to still win a World Series. Could you move Tyler Mahle?
They're trying to buy. They still believe in this team, and they want to go for it.
Yeah. So, all right. It's a great question, Zach. So the first part of it, the unknown of Bradford and Gray. By the time the trade deadline rolls around, as long as both guys remain on track, they both will have pitched in major league games, and maybe you get a read on where they're at, and maybe it helps or hurts your confidence level and what that depth looks like, right? Where's Kamar Rocker, you know, a month and a half from now? You know, has he shown signs of growth? And then, there's the obvious unknown of, well, who all is healthy, who's not healthy in your rotation? I mean, you currently have Nathan Eovaldi on the IL. It's not expected to be a long absence, but you just, you know, you never know. Let's just say you got normal health. You've got Bradford and Gray back, but you could use them in the bullpen. All right, there's the financial piece to it, right? We've talked about this with Tyler Mahle. If he hits some of his incentives, the Rangers are on the hook. And if staying below the luxury tax threshold is important to them, well, you know, maybe that does give them a little incentive. Hey, we've got great depth. This is a guy who, you know, maybe we feel like we can move and help out in another way. I would say that, you know, maybe you look at it and say, hey, he has been awesome, but he's due for a little bit of regression. Is this an opportunity for us to take, you know, from a strength and try and patch up a hole, right? That would be the thought, right? If you don't think that Tyler Mahle is going to take a step back, then I don't think you do the deal. But if you look and say, you know what, hey, we're going to get off now, then maybe you consider it. I'm not suggesting that's what they think or that's what people should think about Tyler Mahle, but I think those are some of the things that they think about if they're going to make a trade like this. The other thing, the only challenging part with this, Zach, is you're not just going to give Tyler Mahle away. And when you're trying to trade to win, you obviously want a guy who is contributing to another team. And so you've got to find, like, the fit is tougher to find, because then you've got to find a team who feels like they've got a surplus with whatever back they're willing to trade you. And they're just, you know, at that point in the season, there aren't a lot of teams that are, to the point you made, the minute you think you've got depth, you don't. And there are a lot of teams that know that, and so they're not necessarily eager to trade from an area of depth, because they know that once the trade deadline passes, if that depth slims, they don't really have a good way to address it. Yeah, so I think that's one of the challenges.
That's great stuff here from Jared Sandler. We're short on time, but Harold Reynolds was just up on MLB Network talking about wanting to see Garcia more of an open stance, saying he's closing with that first step as the delivery happens. I don't know if that's the adjustment, but my question is, how will the Rangers know that he's made the adjustments and it's time to give him another shot? How can he prove it?
Yeah, I think some of it's swing decisions. Some of it's the damage that he does on certain pitches. I don't think it's going to be a, hey, oh gosh, if you have one bad game, you're out. I think it's more process related. I think, you know, they want him to be a little more disciplined at the plate, knowing that he's not going to be the most disciplined hitter in the league. But I think they also want to know that, hey, if you're going to swing and miss and you're going to strike out, we need you to also then do the damage that you did in 2023. You know, when you would get pitches that were mistakes from pitchers, you know, in a position to drive, and he's just not, or hasn't been doing that. So I think those are some of the things that they're going to be looking at. Whether that's a closed stance, an open stance, you know, I don't know, but I do think that you're going to see some changes, whether they're super discernible or not, that hopefully will allow him to have the success that he has had in the past.
Josh Smith's your home run call tonight, Sandler, just to let you know. That's the right answer.
That's my... Yep. Okay.
Should
Thank
be.
You for letting me know.
Yeah, 3-for-4 against Rasmussen. Lifetime. Thought you'd appreciate that.
Boom. Love there it. Yeah, he got a healthy dose of fastballs against Rasmussen last time, so I'm curious to see how Rasmussen attacks him here tonight.
Look at you. A wealth of info. Thank you, Jared. Enjoy the game.
See you, fellas.
He's at Jared Sandler on Twitter. It's the G-Back Nation on 105 Through the Fan. Where are we going next, Eric?
Let's crank open a rim sesh. We have some NBA Finals tidbits. We have some updates on the kid from Duke. And goodbye, Tom Thibodeau, next in the Nation.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's mensteaclinic.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.